This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Understanding UI, UX Design Principles, Framework for Better User Experiences. Learn the essential UI, UX design principles and framework that make digital experiences smooth, clear, and enjoyable for everyone. Hey, so I wanted to chat about something that's been on my mind lately, UI, UX design principles and the framework behind them. You know, those subtle things that make apps, websites, and gadgets a breeze or sometimes a pain to use? Yeah, that stuff. UI stands for user interface, which is basically what you see and interact with. Buttons, menus, fonts, colors, and all that visual jazz. UX means user experience, which is more about how you feel when you're using that interface, whether it's easy, frustrating, enjoyable, or confusing. Now, why is this important? Well, good UI/UX design can literally make or break a product, especially in this age where tons of stuff is just a click away. If an app looks good but is a nightmare to navigate, I'm out. Conversely, something might be simple but ugly, and that turns people off too. Let's break down the core UI/UX principles. There are some tried and true rules that designers follow to make things smooth and intuitive. Think of these like the foundation when you build a house. Consistency. This is huge. The way buttons look, how navigation works, even the color scheme, it should all be consistent throughout. When things look and act the same way everywhere, it helps users feel more confident. Feedback. Have you ever clicked a button and not known if something happened? That's bad UX. Good design gives you feedback, like a subtle animation or color change, to confirm your action. Clarity. Don't leave users guessing. Text should be clear, icons intuitive, and instructions simple. The goal is to make the user's path straightforward. Create a follow-up plan. Accessibility. Design isn't just for the average user. Everyone should be able to use it, no matter if they have vision problems, motor skills challenges, or cognitive difficulties. That means smart color contrast, readable fonts, and keyboard navigation support. The UI/UX framework. How designers organize these ideas. Okay, let's talk about the framework here. In simple terms, it's a structured way of thinking through design that makes sure nothing important gets missed. The framework usually goes through stages. Research and empathy. Understand who your users are and what problems they need solved. Wireframing. Sketches or blueprints of your design. Think of it like the map before the journey. Prototyping and testing. Build a draft version and have real users try it out. Get feedback, fix issues. Visual design. Adding colors, fonts, and style to make it appealing and fit the brand. Implementation. The coding or building phase where it becomes actually usable. Evaluation. After launch, monitor how people use it and iterate as needed. It really is like an ongoing conversation with your users. Good design adapts and evolves based on their needs. Why you should care, even if you're not a designer. Honestly, these principles apply to more than just apps or websites. Whenever you're creating something for others, whether it's a presentation, a blog, or even an online course, how clear and enjoyable your interface is will affect engagement. In fields like adult education and continuing education, for instance, intuitive online platforms directly impact how effectively people can learn, especially for distance learning environments. If you're interested in professional development or lifelong learning, Understanding these basics can help you pick better tools or even shape how you build your own digital offerings. Speaking of online learning, I want to mention this platform I came across called Verversity, platform for PhD-level online courses. They offer some incredible opportunities for advanced learning, and their site is a pretty neat example of clean UI/UX design in action. If you're looking to expand your skills or just curious about how professional education is delivered these days, check them out. Explore courses now and see how thoughtful design can make lifelong learning accessible and enjoyable. So yeah, next time you get frustrated with a clunky app or website, remember, it's not just you. There are actually some well-studied UI/UX principles behind what makes things work smoothly or fall flat. And if you're creating something, taking a little time to get familiar with these ideas can really boost the user experience. All right, that's enough design talk for now. Catch you later with another fun topic.